Ambassador John Ash, the president of the 68th session of the UN General Assembly, opened the special event towards achieving the Millennium Development Goals. He said at the global level, significant efforts have been made to reduce poverty and hunger.
In spite of the enormous challenges and burdens imposed on developing economies by the global financial and economic crises, the proportion of people living on less than $1.25 a day fell by more than a half during the last two decades. The target of halving the percentage of people suffering from hunger is now within reach.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon agreed that substantial progress has been made in meeting the anti-poverty goals. He said the Millennium Development Goals have galvanized unprecedented national commitment and international support. However, he added, prospects for achieving all the MDGs differ sharply across and within countries and regions.
More than 1 billion people still live in extreme poverty. Far too many people face serious deprivations in health, education, and access to sanitation and clean water. Progress is hampered by large inequalities related to income, ethnicity, gender, disability, age, location, and the realization of human rights. Less than 2.5 years remain to fulfill the promise. The challenges are profound, but there is much we can accomplish in that time.
Making a similar point, President Paul Kagame of Rwanda said 1 in 8 people go hungry each day, and 1 in 4 children who enter primary school will probably leave before reaching the last grade.
The reality is a lot has been achieved, but we are still going to come up short of our target by 2015. What these statistics don't convey is the human cost of failure, the suffering of those without food or clean water, the trauma faced by having to survive day by day, and lives needlessly lost to preventable diseases.
President Jacob Zuma of South Africa said Africa in particular faces significant challenges in meeting the Millennium Development Goals.
While Africa has made significant improvements and aims to foster sustainable development growth, the mixed results recorded with the MDGs warrant intensified development efforts at national level, but also more significantly supported at the international level through collaborative efforts and arrangements based on collective efforts. A strengthened global partnership for development building on existing commitments is thus crucial.
The point that world leaders are stressing is that although 2015 was set as a deadline for achieving the Millennium Development Goals, it's important to look beyond that year. They are looking at sustainable development goals. Derek Mbata, United Nations.